You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Marty
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, wow. Man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Ponderous. Gets that way after a while, doesn't it? WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:07, we're seeing sunshine this morning. Highs this afternoon into the mid-70s. It's going to be bright and beautiful. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since 1958, since they started. Well, they're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out with their east side location or west side location, or just go to verlo.com for more information.
And get those and get those bed frames that I continue.
The adjustable bed frames.
I'm pushing here, and I think people will be more comfortable and get a good night's sleep because of it. Yeah. So I'm just thinking about you.
Right. You can relax on a Verlo mattress and all your cares will drift into space.
Drift away.
Worry about anything. I think Verlo should get into the recliner business.
Ooh, okay.
Well,
we'll pass that along
to them. It's like a foldable bed or a adjustable bed frame and a mattress all in one.
Now, you're right. I thought of that the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I've got theater seats in my living room.
I know you do.
And they're kind of in sections.
Right.
Right.
But a Verlo mattress, just one mattress that kind of.
Are you going to get a mattress in your living room?
It's nice to have a continuous mattress instead of all these different little sections, you know, back support, lumbar support, seat, then the leg rest.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just had a mattress,
yeah,
it's very comfortable.
Wow.
Well, anyway, good idea.
Let us know how that goes.
That's our next adventure here on the show.
Okay.
That'll be the John and Gordy recliner.
Okay.
All right.
Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk with Matt Trammell about the Madison Night Market, which happens this Thursday, and we'll be out there Thursday night from 5 to 9 right in front of the Overture Center across from the station here.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Discord, in Janesville was looking around at the 50501 Wisconsin site, and this is what she discovered, and this is out there. It's Assembly Bill 34 right here in our own state legislature, still managed by the Republicans, still gerrymandered, and someday that'll end, I hope. Mm. Anyway, this is Assembly Bill 34, makes it more difficult for families of people killed by the police to seek criminal justice against their murderers. Currently, loved ones of victims can petition a circuit court judge to open a criminal case against the officer who killed the victim after the officer has been ruled innocent by the district attorney. What AB 34 does, it would ban criminal complaints against officers who have murdered civilians unless significant new evidence is revealed. AB 34 sets a dangerous precedent of stimulating due process. Eliminating due process for crimes committed by police officers.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm reading this like 10 feet away off the monitor.
But you got most of it right.
I got it right.
You know what this means?
What?
I think you guys should become cops now. Then you're immune from anything that Donald Trump might come after you for.
Yeah.
That's now, your operating theory? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's a lot going on in the state, too, because I mentioned the other day that Trump came out with his own budget proposal, a $1 trillion cut in everything you can possibly think of, like savings more than $26 billion by eliminating the Department of Housing and Urban Development's rental assistance program, including Section 8 vouchers, and replacing it with a plan to allow states to design their own rental assistance programs with their own money, eliminating $1.25 billion Home Investment Partnership Program, which provides grants to states and local governments and low-interest loans to developers to expand the supply of affordable housing. Wait. Cuts to organizations and nonprofits that work on fair housing issues. Those are just some of the things that Trump wants to cut in the current proposal in the House.
Wow, the budget, that's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, there is a lot, but I'm bringing it up very quickly because Governor Evers is out in front of this. He has just announced a new lawsuit against the Trump administration's reckless cuts that will hurt our kids, the families, and seniors, who make it harder for keeping Wisconsinites and our communities healthy and safe, all to help pay for, and this is the bottom line, and we've been emphasizing this on the program, all of these cuts by DOGE, all of these cuts, it's to support the tax cuts for the rich and corporate. That's what all of this is about.
Right.
This entire exercise, the destruction of the U.S. government as we know it, is all there because they want to give tax cuts to the rich, and then they want the tariff money to supply the funding they need for the tax cuts to fill in the money that they're losing.
Yeah, that's the scheme.
The other way around, by giving the tax cuts. They want to fill in the blanks, but they can't because the tariffs aren't going to supply all of that money. Enough money, anyway.
Nowhere near enough money. It's still going to drive up the deficit by trillions and of dollars.
So Governor Evers is suing the Trump administration, trying to stop all of this insanity, right? Man.
Well, they just want to open it up to the oligarchs and anybody else that wants to come in and buy America. Just, you know, come in with your crypto money, come in with whatever you want. Just America's for sale now.
And that's it. That's our next topic, by the way.
I wonder if it will work something like the stock market, where you can buy a portion of America, buy a share of America. Maybe we could start investing.
Yeah.
Well,
you may have that chance there, Sam.
If you're any kind of mega sucker, yes, you could start investing right away. Because the Bulwark's Tim Miller explains the open corruption of Trump's schemes to make billions on the Trump coin.
Oh, my
Why don't
God.
We check this? This is cut 32.
This is the biggest thing out there.
This is the big thing happening right now. Let's check it out.
The Trump crypto corruption is now off the charts. What is happening with Trump's crypto coin is something in history that would be only akin to what would happen in tin pot dictatorships. Like, we have a Gaddafi level scheme happening right now in this country under our nose. And I want to point you to this most recent story from the UAE, which is well reported by the New York Times. Sitting in front of a packed auditorium in Dubai, a founder of the Trump family cryptocurrency business made a brief but monumental announcement. A fund backed by Abu Dhabi would be making a $2 billion business deal using the Trump firm's digital coins. That transaction would be a major contribution by a foreign government to President Trump's private venture, one that stands to generate hundreds of millions of dollars for the Trump family. That man that was on stage, Zach Witkoff, son of Steve Witkoff, so our chief negotiator in the Russia-Ukraine war, if you want to call it that, I mean, maybe the chief advocate for Russia at the negotiation table in the Russia-Ukraine war, Steve Witkoff, his son is a business partner with the president that appointed him, and that family business, the Witkoffs and the Trumps, managed to shake down the UAE. For hundreds of millions. Like, they get a processing fee. You know, just get a little taste off of this deal that is done using their coin. Why would they use a Trump coin? Like, let's just think about this for a second. Who wants to do a $2 billion transaction with the Trump coin? Like, the only rationale for doing a $2 billion deal with Trump coin is because you want to bribe Donald Trump. You want to bribe the president of the United States.
Yes.
That's it. It's the only possible rationale. There's no logical rationale for it. It makes no sense in any other context. So we have a bribery scheme happening with Abu Dhabi and the Trump family.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tim Miller from The Bulwark explaining exactly what's going on in Abu Dhabi. Now, reporter Ryan Grimm, who's been around for quite a while, he's got a report. A trucking firm just told the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, it's borrowing $20 million, not to expand their business, not to hire new people, but to buy Trump coin to bribe Donald Trump for trade favors. All right, so let's listen to Cut 48 here. This is another explanation. It's all happening. This is one of the big stories kind of taken off here. Let's listen.
A company called Freight Technologies just announced to the SEC that it will be rolling out a $20 million bond offering and using the proceeds of it to buy Trump coin for the explicit purpose of buying influence with the Trump administration over trade policy.
Amazing. Yeah.
This is from an explosive news story by my former colleague, SV Date, over at the Huffington Post. This is the kind of story that, over the last 200 plus years, would be the kind of revelation that would lead to wall-to-wall coverage and likely to impeachment proceedings and possibly even a successful impeachment conviction. It's incredible. It is a company saying that its intention is to borrow $20 million and use the proceeds to bribe the President of the United States to win favorable policy for its company. And I sympathize with this company. It's a trucking logistics company. They are facing an existential crisis with Trump's tariffs. And the Trump administration has set up what is effectively a bribery bucket. And so companies that don't put coins, Trump coin, into the bribery bucket are going to have less of a chance to influence policy. They reference in their press release along with this that there's this auction going on where the top 20 or top 100 or whatever Trump coin purchasers will get an opportunity to have FaceTime with Donald Trump. And so they're telling the SEC that this is a legitimate use of money that they're going to borrow from the public in a bond offering. If this company goes under, they're filing bankruptcy. Better take a look at where you are in the lineup of whether or not you're going to get paid back. So in any event, just utterly incredible, unprecedented levels of corruption from the Trump administration here.
Yeah, it's not like the trucking firm is doing this as like a whistleblower. They're doing it because they're actually justifying taking this kind of money out to influence the Trump administration by buying the Trump coin.
Unbelievable.
And this is literally auctioning FaceTime with the dictator as one of the highest crypto buyers. So this isn't lobbying anymore.
No, it's way beyond lobbying.
State
this is
sanctioned racketeering.
Extortion. I mean, it's just good.
And where the hell is Congress on all of this?
Absent. Yeah. What are they doing about
now,
it?
Now, a lot of people would think this is impeachable.
Yes.
It's
total corruption.
We've gone that road before, and nothing ever happens of it. We need the Senate to allow us to do that. This is absolutely criminal. It's fascism in broad daylight. I hope somebody does something about this. This is ridiculous.
Keep an eye on it. 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot and get the latest on the weather. And we'll find out more about the Madison Night Market. First one of the season is this Thursday. It's all coming up on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Hope you're having a very good one despite all the bad news that we have here in the show.
Well, let's take a break from the bad news and get some good news going. Yeah. What do you say, John?
All right, let's get some good news
going. Well, it is 7:23 and time for us to check in with the award-winning WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. It's a beautiful day here in Madison. How's the weather in Wausau?
Oh, just as beautiful. My gosh, it doesn't get any better than this. I don't see a cloud out there, at least here. I hear there's a few clouds by you on occasion.
Right.
You see any?
No.
Yeah, well, we had
actually,
a few.
I don't see any.
We had a few earlier
from our
this
window,
morning. But
the weather window tells us exactly what's going on outside.
It's bright and sunny at the moment. Yeah. Looking
it's
good.
Flawless.
We gotta sell that window.
I know. It's always right.
always. Yeah. Yes, and it's just gonna be a great day today. Honestly, yeah. Mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures. We're gonna get those mid 70s today.
Yeah. I predicted 78. My WMDX okay. Samsung weather watch has indicated 78 degrees. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, face okay. off. We'll see.
Yep. There you go.
But we have a cold front moving through tomorrow. So enjoy the mid-70s today because we are going to fall to the mid to upper 60s-ish tomorrow.
Oh, that's freezing.
I know. Brr.
Yeah.
You know, this week, that's the worst news I have for you. A little bit of a cold front that could spark a brief shower maybe in the evening. Mm-hmm. Who cares? It'll be after dark.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in the 70s for the rest of the week, and we're going to climb to about 80 degrees as we start off next week. And it still looks dry into next week. So a very comfortable, enjoyable pattern, and especially it's falling on Mother's Day. I think this is a gift for the moms.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's this Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, a lot of farmers can get their plowing in, their crops planted. So this is a perfect time for everybody, actually, and to get the grill out, warm it up, the pellet grills.
I can smell it all.
I know, me too.
We have a text in here from Robert in McFarland. Yeah. This one is for you, Brittany. Have you been able to find any truth to the Madison Lakes protecting us from tornadoes? That was your theory, John.
That was my theory, yeah.
The Madison Lakes somehow... guide the tornadoes away from us because we haven't been hit.
You know, I don't know if they're big enough to do that. And sometimes, you know, it could though if the water, you know, is changing the temperature enough, it could stop them or move them or dissipate them. But sometimes, on an occasion, it could enhance them too. So it kind of depends on the actual situation. So these lakes, you know, people say this about cities too. Like cities never get hit.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a needle in a haystack. Where's that gonna land? Where's that dart gonna go? So towns, you know, the bigger they get, the more susceptible they are. And I don't think the lakes have too much to do with it. Just on occasion, it could kill it or spark it up.
Yeah, John, I think she just shot your theory down.
No, I don't think she did. She's waffling on this thing. I think you actually brought up you brought up another option, and that was the heat from the cities.
All right.
Yep.
So I think that is. Probably
there's multiple
or a combination of things going on. Okay. We'll compromise. I'm right. You're right. Got it.
Perfect. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Brittany, thank you.
All right.
And
enjoy your day. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds good. You too.
WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Oh, yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. You can get in there very quickly. They're family-owned, community-focused for 67 years, offering individual care, not one-size-fits-all. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Insurance is accepted with no hassles. You get convenience over complexity, and they are helping people, changing their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. You know, with everything that's going on, why don't we just check out something here? I thought this was kind of entertaining. That is John Oliver on his, I believe it's his Mac show that he has out there.
Right.
And he's talking about RFK Jr., the attack on autism. Why don't we listen to that? All right.
Kennedy has also been making some very bold promises like this.
We've launched a massive... a testing and research effort that's going to involve hundreds of scientists from around the world, by September, we will know what has caused the autism epidemic, and we'll be able to eliminate those exposures.
Okay, so first, there is no autism epidemic. There are autism diagnoses for people who are autistic, and it is pretty bold to claim you're going to get a definitive answer to something that people have been studying for decades by September. Almost as bold as admitting to dumping a bear corpse in Central Park, your daughter telling the world you decapitated a whale with a chainsaw, and yet still having the audacity to make a highlight reel on Instagram that simply says, animals, keep their f***ing name out of your f***ing mouth. Most people agree. The vast majority of the rise in autism diagnoses is due to there being more research, better awareness, and more access for people to get an accurate diagnosis. That is what can happen when you put time and money into health services. But RFK has persisted in treating the rise in diagnoses as a tragedy, and the way he talks about autistic people in general can be utterly dehumanizing.
Autism destroys families. More importantly, it destroys our greatest resource, which are our children. These are kids who will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never write a poem, they'll never go out on a date.
Unbelievable.
Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. And we have to recognize
not true.
We are doing this to our children, and we need to put an end to it.
You.
That's about
okay,
that.
Well.
which is the answer that we all kind of
Yeah,
have said agree over with. And over every time we hear him speak.
Yeah, unbelievable.
My God.
It is 7:29. We will check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke. And when we come back, we'll talk to Matt Trammell about the Madison Night Market, the first one of the season, happening this Thursday.
Yeah, it's a scary event.
A scary
it's
event.
At nighttime.
Like
it's
a Halloween.
Festival.
It's a Halloween event.
No, it's
isn't?
Not. What are you talking about? We're coming back with
all right,
more.
We'll straighten this up.
Okay, we will.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 da, bum, da, bum, ba-dum, bum. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine. The only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard carton. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:35, beautiful sunshine. Temperatures will warm up to the mid-70s this afternoon. And time for us to welcome in Matt Trammell from Madison Night Market. Good to have you here again, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate
it. Yeah, it's that time of year. First night market Thursday, and weather is looking great for this.
Yeah. It is. We took a little bit of a risk moving it a couple weeks earlier this year for our first night market of the year. But we really wanted to take an opportunity to celebrate University of Wisconsin graduation and their students. So I'm very excited about it. And the weather looks amazing.
So the night market is put on by the Madison Central Business Improvement District.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the BID.
Yeah, the BID. Okay, so.
That's an easier way of saying it.
You got exactly. It right.
What the heck is that?
Yeah.
So the BID, we basically represent the roughly 370 small businesses on the street. And when I say on the street, what I'm talking about is State Street all the way from the Capitol down to Library Mall, and then the Capitol Square and the donut around it, and King Street, so First Settlement. All of those businesses, really the lifeblood and the heart and the vibrancy of downtown, those are our members. And we do everything that we can do to create an amazing atmosphere for the entire community to be down here, do a lot of programming, and try to host as many community events as possible. Really, the idea is that we, as a community, are so supportive of everything they do and want to make it the best possible environment for not only the small businesses, but for the community to be down here and have a good time and enjoy everything that downtown has to offer.
Well, the night market is so much fun. I mean, we did it all last summer, and it was just, it was tremendous every time.
A lot of energy.
And a lot of families come out, right? And it's just, you got the music going on, a lot of musicians up and down State Street and around. So anything new this year, anything people should be aware of with the night market this time around?
Yeah, well, so last year we expanded up onto what we call the Y, which is essentially West Mifflin and North Carroll Street on the Capitol Square. So last year we expanded as we have more vendors, over 100 vendors, food trucks, of course, more live music. But in addition, this year we added the Family Activity Zone, and that'll be on the Capitol lawn right at the top of State Street. So, you know, you mentioned that it's family friendly. It's getting family friendlier. So we're excited about that. We have a couple of activities up there. We have a family fitness challenge with our friends at Metabolic Madison Gym. So if you want to, you know, kind of see if you can, if the kids can beat you at some of the activities there, that'll be a good time. And then we have the Madison Reading Project, a great nonprofit that supports childhood education and reading and learning will be with us as well. So that's new this year.
All right. So you're expanding toward the Capitol and around the Capitol now.
Yeah. Yep. We're staying steady with where we did last year.
On the
year.
West side of the Capitol, basically?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Top of state area.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that we have more demand for vending than we have capacity for, and in fact, we have 5 markets a year, and we change vendors, give every vendor an opportunity as much as possible to be in. So I would not be surprised if in the future it does expand again.
Go maybe to King Street, right?
Well, potentially, longer
there eventually.
Term, that could be, or even host mini markets over on the First Settlement side.
As their own thing.
So, But the idea really is, the vendors, some of them have grown up and become, State Street businesses, which is really kind of the dream, of course. It's great to see those small businesses out there. But it's also to support the small businesses on the street. As it stands now, we have 50 of our businesses coming out in front of their shop to be part of the market as well. So it's an amazing mix.
Well, we're going to be there Thursday night right across the street in front of the Overture Center, our location. And I wanted to ask you, so the family zone, get back to that for a moment.
Sure.
Are you going to have any clowns with balloons, like winding them up or anything wacky like that? Because we were thinking maybe doing that, dressing John up.
We would never step on your toes that way. Yeah,
Gordy
likes
the balloon thing. He twists them up into little animals that kind of scare the kids.
You can't really tell what they are.
I was wondering if we're going to have clowns on stilts.
Not yet, but that's a great programming idea.
A nightmare I had as I was a child.
Yeah, Matt, we need some more ideas like this.
I like your ideas, so we might run with those if you don't mind.
Okay. Yes, we'll have the Johnny Gordy coin out there as well.
Adding really a lot value. Of opportunity for you guys.
It's kind of like a crypto coin. It's wooden, and it's worth nothing. So it all starts at 5 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, five to 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be live music in Peace Park at 5 o'clock. Yes. Or I'm sorry, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, two different artists. And then live music at top of State Street, 200 block of State, and Francis Street Plaza.
And there, times. One of the great things about this whole event is that you have musicians lining State Street.
Yes.
And as you go from one block to the next, it's just a different ambiance, a different mood. It really is an event.
We've started to space them out more. I definitely anticipate that we're going to be adding more live music in the future, not only for these big event nights, and we have 5 of these a year, but really as much as we possibly can. Yeah, live music, the community here, the music ecosystem in Madison is incredible.
Yeah,
and we want to give as many of those artists an opportunity to perform as possible.
If there are musicians out there, how do they contact? Do they need to contact you in advance, or are they just busking on their own there?
I Some of them do busk on their own. They are more than welcome to reach out to us. You can go to visitdowntownmadison.com and find out information about that. Mm-hmm. But we have a pretty strong Rolodex of artists that we're communicating with all the time. And we're always looking for more. Yeah.
Well, good, because again, John and I are trying to branch out a little bit. He plays plays banjo, yeah. And I play guitar.
That's amazing.
And we're kind of trying to get our act together.
Something tells me you'd probably busk without asking. I'm just okay. Guessing.
Well, we got to work. We're working on a few songs, up, right, original banjo, songs.
Right.
Okay. Anything else we should know, Matt? I mean, we
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. No. So again, this is a celebration. So this year we're theming out all five of the night markets for the first time.
What's the theme?
So the theme is celebrating the University of Wisconsin and its graduates. We know that there are a lot of families coming in town. Perhaps many of them already here. Mm-hmm, so of course, it's going to be an amazing weekend for graduation.
Sure.
So Thursday night should be a fun night for them. So we have a Bucky on Parade photo op. Where Madison Traditions Bucky is going to make a special guest appearance on the 500 block of State Street. Big balloon display down there. Amazing photo op for the graduates or any UW alumni or student. We're going to have discounts, of course, for UW health nurses. This is Nurses Week. And so a lot of the businesses and vendors are providing discounts for our amazing nurse community. And then special vendors with vintage Badger apparel and licensed gear throughout the market. So to find out all of the details, you can go to madisonnightmarket.com.
Okay. And once again, with Bucky Badger, where's that going to be?
That's going to be in the 500 block. Okay. So kind of roughly around Francis Plaza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. You won't miss it.
Okay.
Yeah. I assure you that.
All right, very good. Well, Matt, thanks for coming in. And
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, if people want to find out more, the best place to go?
MadisonNightMarket.com.
That makes it easy.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate it. We'll see you. I'm sure you'll be roaming up and down State Street Thursday.
Hope you guys have a great night out there.
Stop by our booth.
I will.
We'll give you a couple of our John and Gordy stress balls. Those are special this time around.
Well, that's the great thing about it. This is a stress-free night. This is just fun.
Exactly.
So we can't wait to see everybody.
Yes. Well, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Matt Trammell from the Madison Central Business Improvement District bid and night market. It's Thursday night from 5 to 9. We'll be right across from the station, right in front of the Overture Center. You can't miss it. And, we'll be sure to, we got to do the music thing.
Keep Sam from throwing those damn balls all over the damn street, you know? The thing is, it's starting to affect how many people are staying around our booth.
Well, I just happened to find out that they work so well as bouncy balls.
Yeah.
you guys threw a few off the roof last fall.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
Don't tell Matt that.
Well, that's it. Now we've been banned from that.
Don't pay any attention to what Sam just said there. Okay.
All right. Let's get into another unusual story here, and that is that Trump really does believe other countries are stealing the movies, not our movies, the movies. No, there really is something wrong with him. Call it paranoia, maybe, the eternal victim. Trump has decided that there's going to be a 100% tariff on all movies produced outside of the U.S. I mean,
what?
You know, James Bond... it's going to have to move to the U.S.
This makes no sense at all.
Get a place down in Chicago.
what the hell? Well, you know.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Why don't we listen to cut 47 here, okay?
All right.
Let's check this out. The movie tariffs.
Yeah, the movie tariffs, what they've done is other nations have been stealing the movies, the movie-making capabilities from the United States.
I said to a couple
of people, what do you think? I've done some very strong research over the last week, and we're making very few movies now. Hollywood is being destroyed. Now, you have an incompetent, grossly incompetent governor that allowed that to happen, so I'm not just blaming other nations, but other nations, a lot of them, have stolen our movie industry. And I'm saying, if they're not willing to make a movie inside the United States, and we should have a tariff when movies that come in. And not only that, governments are actually giving big money. I mean, they're supporting them financially. So that's sort of a threat to our country in a sense. And it's been a very popular thing. I can tell you one thing. Movie makers love it.
No, movie they what? Don't love it. You know, the,
it just never ends.
What is he thinking?
He's not
thinking.
Some
movies take place in other countries. You know, they use locations in other countries for the movie that is made here in the U.S. There's something wrong with this person. He is so paranoid. Mm. Are people really out to get him? And now they're stealing the movies. In general, the movies. By the way, wouldn't you think that this would significantly raise the price of movie tickets?
Right.
If they have to pay the 100% tariff on bringing that movie to our movie theaters, oh my God, it's going to put movie theaters out of business. Why is this guy meddling in everything? This is somebody who, you know, this is why we have the departments in our government in order to handle all of this stuff and take care of this.
Again, it's all distraction. It's all just riffing.
It's one person. Yeah. One person micromanaging the entire U.S.
Yeah.
This is insanity.
Okay.
And we're not going to survive it.
Take a breath.
I'm sorry.
Relax.
I'm a little depressed now.
Okay. It's 7:48. We'll come back to wrap things up and look ahead to what's happening tomorrow on John and Gordy in the Morning here on WMDX.
Alcatraz.
Oh, no. It's not going to do that.
Yeah.
No.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. A gorgeous morning, by the way.
It is 7:53. It's sunny, and we'll see highs in the mid-70s later on today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations to serve you here in Madison, on the west side and on the east side, or just go to verlo.com. This portion of the show also brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. John, you've been there.
I've been there, yes.
You did the whole thing.
You know what's wonderful about the hearing aids nowadays is that they're high-tech. You know, they have AI in them. They also have Bluetooth. Different devices can be used through this Bluetooth device now in your hearing aid, and you can have it for watching TV. You can be in a bar and select the kind of monitor that you're watching.
Really?
Yeah. You can select the specific monitor.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All these different things about it, and it's, I mean, this is what it's all about. Now you're not restricted by anything. You know, you can wear your headphones. You're okay with that. The whole thing is just fantastic.
It's Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their insurance is accepted. No hassles there. Helping people, changing their lives
I think everybody
helping their hearing.
Should just have a hearing aid now.
Yeah.
You know, and skip the headphones and everything. Just everybody.
Well, you can also do
answer your phone.
A hearing test at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
You know what they should have? They should
What's
have
that?
Something for young people like me.
You think so?
Where instead of trying to boost your hearing for you old folks who went to too many rock concerts, lost your hearing, they should have the opposite of that, where if you go to a concert, it will somehow reduce the volume so you don't got to wear earplugs. Like an anti-hearing. It still helps you hear.
Right.
It'll save your hearing.
You know what?
That'd be a great idea.
I think that's an excellent idea. I'm going to ask the next time I'm there. I'll ask Jim.
Excellent.
About that. Okay, now let's get to the Alcatraz thing. This is really unbelievable. now, here's something. This was just posted. The 1979 film starring Clint Eastwood about the daring 1962 escape attempt aired on a local PBS channel just 6 hours before the president made his demand that the prison be reopened. This is where he got the idea.
Wait,
he was watching TV.
He was watching TV?
Yes. PBS, the one he wants to defund. And it occurred to him, why don't we just reopen it?
It's a lot closer than El Salvador.
Yeah.
Save money.
Yeah. Visit the gift shop there. And, I mean, it is open for tourism, right?
Well, Sam, you've been there. Do they have a gift shop?
I think they... Yeah, they did have a gift shop. There was actually a former inmate there signing books that he wrote.
What the hell? This is all getting too surreal. I want you to play cut 45 for us here. This is a little explanation. Okay.
What? To reopen Alcatraz, how will you use it? How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I guess I was supposed to be a movie maker. We started with the movie making, and we'll end. I mean... It represents something very strong, very powerful in terms of law and order.
Yeah.
Our country needs law and order. Uh-huh. Alcatraz is, I would say, the ultimate, right? Alcatraz, Sing Sing, and Alcatraz, the movies.
What is he doing?
But it's right now a museum, believe it or not. A lot of people go there.
Yes.
It housed the most violent criminals in the world, and nobody ever escaped. One person almost got there, but... They, as you know, the story, they found his clothing rather badly ripped up.
What?
And it was a lot of shark bites, a lot of problems.
Oh, no, not the shark.
Nobody's
Don't
ever
go
escaped
there.
From Alcatraz.
We're going there.
Just represented something strong having to do with law and order. We need law and order
law
in this
and
country.
Order. Yeah.
And so we're going to look at it. Some of the people up here are going to be working very hard on that. And we had a little conversation. I think it's going to be very interesting. We'll see if we can... bring it back in large form, add a lot. But I think it represents something. Right now it's a big hulk that's sitting there rusting and rotting.
It's not. It's a museum.
you look at it, it's sort of an amazing. You saw that picture that was put out. It's sort of amazing. Okay. But it sort of represents something that's both horrible and beautiful and strong and miserable, weak. It's got a lot of qualities that are interesting.
It's just
and I think they make a point.
It's got a lot of. It's got a lot of.
Just rambling.
You know, I had an uncle that, you know, just basked in this kind of stuff, you know, prisons and death and killings.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved. I think Trump is one of those people.
Think so?
He just loves this. This is strong law and order. That's what Alcatraz represents for this president.
I wonder if you ever saw Birdman from Alcatraz.
Yeah,
with Burt Lancaster. Yeah, yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah,
it was award-winning.
What do you,
I think
what do
they
you
won
say,
the Oscar. Catherine's
here. I say
here.
Hi, and I'm just really glad that you guys are going to bring your instruments to the night market on Thursday. I was happy to hear that.
John's got the banjo.
You're
going to
be busting.
We're just going to we're going to get right out there.
You think you guys are going to meet up with Art Paul?
Oh, that would be that'd be the perfect trio.
Yeah,
we could just take requests and play all night long.
So I just want documented. That's gonna happen. Guitars and banjos showing up.
Oh boy!
And the two of you,
look out
behind the table.
Right.
You know, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh,
right
come on!
Away.
You said it was gonna.
We're spitballing it. This is just something we're thinking about. We're trying to get the
workshopping it.
I am going to absolutely obligate you to do this.
Okay. We want to get the cardboard John and Gordy up there. You know, with the faces cut out.
We're
so you can put your face in there and be John and Gordy for that one moment in time. You know.
Yeah. Well, we'll go on and on, but
we've
got to move on here.
Got to start coming
Dick,
up with
sorry we couldn't get to your call. Give us a call tomorrow morning. Yeah. We'll talk to you then. And Stephanie Miller is coming up next. That's going to be
wrapping up
for today. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us. We hope you'll join us, too. We'll talk to you in 22 hours. Enjoy this beautiful day. My gosh.
I think
70s is
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful out there, isn't
Let's
it?
Go
Get
to the
your
beach.
Shorts on there.
Let's go out on Sam's styrofoam boat. Today.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
It'd be a perfect day for it.
Okay,
Sam,
have a great day. Break it
You
in
have
half.
A great day.
You have a great day.
No, you.
No, you.
No, I'm giving it to you.
Okay, please.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.